Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. The gentlemen are standing between the bookcase and library table. And something about their demeanor suggests something of a solemn nature goes on. Listen.
Sky, really, good stop. You are a bobolink with a broken wing. Your comrades who are assembled here weep bitterly, and the women outside the castle gates tear their hair in agony. The goldfish darts in the plashy pool, and the nodden rosebuds perfume the ambient air. I really got stuck. Scream like a wounded panther.
Ouch!
Funny stuff, huh?
Here we are through, guys.
No.
I'd like to go over to Tannen's vacant lot pretty quick.
You've been paid 10 cents for your time, and you've only been here about 15 minutes.
I feel like I've been here 2 hours.
Now, just relax. I'll dismiss you in due season.
Oh.
Maybe I'll go over the first part of my speech again. I was a little rocky in spots. Stay, pretty good stop. Grovel and whine. What did I say about the funny stop?
I didn't think you could hear me.
Well, you straighten up and quit the horseplay? And quit fidgeting around. You're enacting the role of a man who is being expelled from the lodge. You're supposed to be upset and grief-stricken. And I suggest you wipe that silly smirk off in your face. Stay, pretty good stop. Grovel and whine. The salt tears furrow your cheeks, and your palsied hand trembles with the sorrow you have brought upon yourself. When the amber moon hangs like a lantern in the ebony sky, and the cry of the loon echoes through the timbered terrain, recollect that the heart is only flesh and blood, and the spirit is but a cup of pain that bubbles and simmers. A bitter brew indeed, Sky Ritter got stop, but the penalty for human weaknesses, which... Hi!
You got company?
No.
Talking over the telephone?
No.
I'm here, Mom.
Oh.
Shall we try again?
I think you know your piece well enough, Gov. You whipped it out as smooth as goose grease.
Stand up straight, please. Sky Ritter got stop. Hearken to the words of our founder, R.J. Hunk. In hoc scire hunk. Ad agricola non distit annum hunk. Sinus treble dum cluck nomen fecher est. Cornucopia sum cabbage volo exit steam. Come, Lord, near
the...
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Did your father initiate you in the lodge?
I bet it looks like it.
We're busy here, Sage, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. What you doing with your pajama coat on?
Dad's going to pull her buttons off of it in a minute.
He is.
Says he is.
What for?
I am rehearsing something, Sage. At meeting tonight, it'll be my duty to expel Hank Gutstop from the lodge.
You're forever expelling him from the lodge.
Now, this time, it'll stick for a while. At any rate, it'll stick until he pays up his dues.
When he pays up his dues, he'll be reinstated again?
He will be reinstated again.
Well, I don't see why you fellas bother.
There is no necessity for your being in any way concerned in the matter.
Don't worry. I'm not concerned.
Shall we resume, yes?
Yeah, let's get through. I'd like to go over to Tavern's vacant lot.
Stand up straight and quit teetering back and forth on your heels.
I get restless.
You're supposed to be Hank Gustav, were we?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful part you got to act out.
Well, I should fret. Got to pay me a dime.
When you people have quite finished your jolly chat, I'll go ahead here.
Want me to leave the room?
You may suit yourself.
Can I stay if I'm quiet?
All right, Rush.
Shoot.
By all right, Rush, I mean I'm about to continue the ceremony. I mean I'd like to have you wipe that foolish smirk off in your face. Mm-hmm. I'll try the second part again.
Okay.
I wasn't asking your permission. Very,
no.
Really good stop. You are a bobolink with a broken wing. Your comrades who are assembled here weep bitterly. And the women outside the castle gates tear their hair in agony. The goldfish darts in the flashy pool, and the nodding rosebuds perfume the ambient air. Thy brother got stuck, scream like a wounded panther. Well, this place is full of comedians.
I was helping Rush.
Will you cease helping Rush?
All right.
I want to be better perfect in these speeches tonight. I want things to go off without a hitch.
You memorizing that phrase?
I question the good taste of the term trash.
You memorizing it?
I am memorizing it.
It was just a month ago you memorized a lot of stuff. And that was to throw Hank out of the lodge with. Is this something different?
This is something different.
I don't see why you fellas bother. Actually, I don't.
All right, Rush. Sit up.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good step. Gravel and wine. Gravel and wine, I say. You insist on this side-spitting humor, eh?
Well, I didn't think you could hear me.
I heard you quite clearly. Say, I appreciate you don't attach any importance to this. You couldn't be expected to attach any importance.
Go ahead. I won't bother you anymore.
I believe it is quite cool out on the front porch.
Let me say, I won't bother you anymore.
Shoot, huh? Kindly do not keep reiterating the phrase, shoot, Gab. Oh. Very, really good stuff. Gravel and wine. Gravel and wine, I say.
Don't waste anything, Gav. Keep going.
Gravel and wine, I say. The salt tears furrow your cheeks and your palsied hand trembles with the sorrow you have brought upon yourself. When the amber moon hangs like a lantern in the ebony sky and the cry of the loon echoes through the timbered terrain, recollect that the heart is only flesh and blood and the spirit is but a cup of pain that
hovers
and simmers. A bitter brew indeed, Sky Brother Gustav, but the penalty for human weakness...
Telephone
will
address.
We'll answer it, somebody. Say it, you're right here.
All right. Don't bite a person's head off.
I can't accomplish any more around this place than a rabbit.
Hello? Yes, I believe he is. Rush.
Bluetooth, Jonathan?
Yeah, some kid or other.
You're not positive it's Bluetooth?
Yeah.
You are positive it's Bluetooth?
I don't know. Here, see for yourself.
Very likely it's Rooster Davis.
Yeah.
It is, Rooster?
Will you take this receiver?
Probably Leland Richards. Hello? Hi, yes, Smelly. Smelly Clark, by George.
Mm. We're coming short.
What's up your sleeve, Smelly? When? This evening? Huh? Be delighted, Smelly. Well, why don't you come past after supper and yell? Sure, that's fine. Okay, I'll be looking for you, fella. You bet. Okay, Smelly. So long. Smelly and myself are going down to YMCA tonight and watch the fat men play handball.
Come over here with you and let's get on with this.
Oh.
Interruption after interruption after interruption. All right, I'm going to recite the Latin speech again and then continue with the active portion of the ceremony. Would you make an attempt to stand up straight?
Sure.
All right, shoulders back, chin up, hands down the side. Stay ready to stop talking to the words of our founder, R.J. Kump. In hoc spitter punk, agagricola nondispitendum punk, sinus trouble dumb cluck nomenclature yes, cornucopia, sun cabbage, bolo exit steam. Come, Lord, nil, busy, chump. Very, very good stuff. I remove from your tunic the
emblem. Hey, what are you doing there? Stop.
Lady, may I inquire
why you... Well, you're going to pull the buttons off on that boy's pajama coat.
I most certainly was.
Well, if that's not the bullet to choke Billy Patterson.
It's part of the ceremony. When a man is expelled from the lodge, the buttons are ripped off in his coat, vest, shirt, and underwear. I gave Rush here a dime to enact Hank's role in the...
I don't care if you give Rush $9 to enact Hank's role. And pajamas are brand spanking new. Why, the idea? A great big grown man acting like some tiny baby. You run that lodge craziness in the ground to a place where a person wonders if you fellas in your lodge are quite civilized. Ripping the buttons off in a perfectly good pair of pajamas.
I don't think he can hear you, man. Way out in the kitchen.
I never heard of such silliness.
Oh.
Man. Goodness. The stuff that goes on.
Oh.
Funny?
Yeah. I expect we've made Gov mad.
I expect.
Sky, brother, guts out. Gravel and wine. Gravel and wine, I say.
Sky, brother, got stopped. Scream like a wounded panther.
Oh. Shucks.
I'll say. Oh, my God.